thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Real Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today. We open our service with the selection, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious dear that grace of fear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and tears, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me thus far, and grace will lead me home. When me
Our Heavenly Father, we do indeed praise Thee, for Thou art the giver of life and all of the blessings of life. We thank You today for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation. Wherever our broadcast service is reaching, we're praying the Holy Spirit will take it and use it and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. Now You know the burdens, You know the cares, You know the concerns that each one has, and You told us in Your Word that we should cast all of our care upon You, for You care for us. So minister to our congregation, this we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.
Tell the story of the gospel as it is. Yeah.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Ask for the Old Paths. And our text of scripture is Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. Reading verse 13 of this same chapter, we will be made to see just why the prophet urged them to seek for the old paths. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to the covetousness, and from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. So the prophets and the priest were false prophets and false priests, and they were not bearing the message of the old paths. So Jeremiah, a man of God, urged them, or God did through Jeremiah, urged them to seek and to ask for the old paths. Now, here goes this traveler, and he comes to a place where the road divides, and there's a number of ways that he could take. And he stops there, and he looks, and he considers a number of paths. He cannot decide which is the right one. One is smooth, and one is a popular way, and one is a way of ease, and many are traveling that way because it is broad. But there is one that is narrow, and it looks like it's been traveled by a few. And he wonders, well, why are there so few traveling that way? But he stands there, and he looks, and he sees. And he looked carefully and ponders the path of his feet. Make sure you choose the right path. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we read in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. Ask for the old paths. Observe. Consult. Don't just ask anybody now. Make sure you ask those who know the right path to take. Do not ask someone who will tell you what you want to hear necessarily, but ask them that will tell you the truth, what you really need to know. At last, he sees another traveler. He asks of him, ask the right question to get the right answer. Ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and you will find that the way of godliness and righteousness has always been the way which God would have the people to take. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, the latter part of verse 16 informs us that many said, "We will not walk therein." A choice must be made. Those who refuse to walk in the old paths choose another path. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. Now, we read in the book of Isaiah about a highway. There was a well-known preacher years ago that took this chapter literally, and he advanced the idea that God was going to have to change the face of the earth there in the Mediterranean Sea because they were going to build a straight highway from Europe to Palestine. But Isaiah, or the Lord, through Isaiah, is not talking about a literal highway. I'll begin reading with Isaiah 35. "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, in wherein each lay shall the dragons be, there shall be grass and reeds and rushes." Now let me interrupt my reading here from Isaiah 35. You remember that John the Baptist, the baptizer, was thrown in prison, and it seems like he got a little discouraged. So he sent two of his disciples to Jesus with the question, "Are you the one that should come, or do we look for another?" Now, Jesus did not answer them, "Why, yes, I am he. You go back and tell John I am he." No, Jesus said to those two disciples, "You go back and you tell John about how you see the eyes of the blind open, and how the ears of the deaf are unstopped, and how the lame are made to leap like an hart. And is that not enough for you, John, to prove or to show that I am he? And is that not enough to prove to you, my precious listeners today, that this is not talking about a literal highway?" Let me read on here in Isaiah 35. "And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein." Notice what the prophet is writing here. He's saying there's going to be a highway, and it's going to be called the way of holiness. And he said the unclean, that's the unsaved, shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, they shall not err therein. No lions shall be there. Now, he's still not talking about a literal highway, and he's not talking about literal lions. Talking about people who have a destructive nature. "No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. And again, I say that the prophet is not talking about a literal highway. This is used in a symbolical way. And he's talking about the highway of holiness. And he said the unclean shall not pass over it. But he did say that the redeemed shall walk there. Now this highway of holiness that we read about here in Isaiah 35 is one and the same with the straight and narrow way that Jesus tells us about in his Sermon on the Mount. In chapter 7, beginning with verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And we are told in this passage of Scripture that we are to beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. So if you're going to be a pilgrim on the highway of holiness, if you're going to walk that straight and narrow way, then you must walk the highway of holiness. You must live a righteous and a godly life. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Notice what Jesus was saying here in verse 13. Most people, it seems, in the world today, or many of them, seem to think that they're all going to heaven. But that is not what Jesus taught. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now, the straight and narrow way, the highway of holiness, is the way that Jeremiah was urging his people to take, the old paths. Our text tells us that the old paths is the good way. It is the way of life and not the way of death. Our text is taken from the writings of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was part of the tribe of Benjamin and was very young when called to the prophetic office. He foresaw the ruin that was coming upon his country and kingdom. And the kingdom of Babylon was to come and destroy it. And he tried to get the people to turn away from their idolatrous worship and take the old paths and please Almighty God. If they would, God would protect them from their enemies. But they refused. They refused to take the old paths. As a result, Jeremiah, in his efforts to get them to turn from their evil ways, was mistreated. He was thrown down in a dungeon to die, and an Ethiopian pulled him out, and Zedekiah, king of Judah, sought Jeremiah privately for counsel, and Jeremiah told him what he needed to do. But Zedekiah, the king, said he was afraid of the people, and he was afraid to carry out Jeremiah's instructions. And so he refused to do what the prophet said. As a result, when Jerusalem was taken, the king's children were slain before his own eyes and were his own eyes were put out and was taken down to Babylon a prisoner. There was a remnant left, and they came to Jeremiah asking to pray and get the Lord's mind in regard to what they should do. And they promised Jeremiah the prophet that they would do whatever the Lord said. So Jeremiah spent 10 days praying and getting the mind of the Lord, and he came back then and told them that they were to remain there in Jerusalem and not to go into Egypt, and if they would, then the Lord would be with them. But if they disobeyed and went into the land of Egypt, they would die there by sword and the famine and pestilence. And when Jeremiah delivered them the Lord's message, what did they say to Jeremiah? You speak falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee. So they went into the land of Egypt, and they forced Jeremiah to go with them. And there they continued to worship their idols and disobey God, refusing to seek the old paths and walk therein, and most of them died. A few escaped. Now the Jews' captivity in Babylon was to be for a period of 70 years. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdoms, and put it in writing, saying, the Lord God of heaven hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. So we read in Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Many of the Jews chose to return, and Cyrus returned all the holy vessels that had been taken out of the temple to Babylon. He returned all of them and allowed them to bring them back to Jerusalem. And in due time, after much opposition, a new temple was built, and this house was finished. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of God with joy. So we read in Ezra chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. They offered their sacrifices to God and began to keep the holy seasons. In Ezra 7 and 6 we read, Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And in Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, we read, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Then in the book of Nehemiah, we read about how God burdened the prophet Nehemiah to return to Jerusalem and there to rebuild the walls. And amazingly, they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem in 53 days. And Nehemiah stayed on as governor for a number of years, but he had promised the king that he would return to Babylon, and he did. Now we have in this lesson a record of those who refused to walk in the old paths and the results, and a record of those who chose the old paths, the good way, and the results. Surely our congregation today can see the great advantage to those who chose the old paths, for God was with them and God blessed them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has made them a blessing to hearts. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If our service is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And our postal address is The Way of Truth, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can also go to our archives and listen to another broadcast that you may have missed. And you can join us in our services. Sunday morning, our morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And now, this is Alvin and Craig. We thank you for being with us today. And we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Into every